Having a healthy immune system is the key to our well-being. Every aspect of our world compromises our immune systems. The stress of work and fear and uncertainty being pushed in the mainstream news. Worry about our loved ones. Toxicity from the chemicals that we use in our homes. The heavy metals that are used in vaccines, in manufacturing, and in our cooking. Chemicals which are being sprayed on crops and that we are ingesting every day. Genetically modified foods. Wi-Fi. Microwaves. 5G. Fluoride in our water and in our toothpaste. Plastic toxicity. From water bottles and plastic food trays. We may think that we are looking after our health by doing things like eating a rainbow every day, consuming omega-3 fish, buying low-fat versions of foods, and taking our daily exercise. Many of us stick to rigid diets, veganism, and calorie counting. We tell ourselves that this is better for our health, that we are doing our bit for the planet and for our bodies. We are fed an aesthetic of perfect, chiseled bodies, slim and toned, or beefy and muscly. This is fitness, this is health, and this is what we must strive for. There is a rabbit hole to go down for each of these topics that I have discussed, and it may take you some time to find the balance for you. What I will let you know, though, is that all is not what it seems. As human beings, we make things incredibly complicated. The more we step away from the natural world, and the more we try to make our lives easier for ourselves, the further we are away from our true selves. Our bodies were not designed to be able to process most of the things that we're putting into it. Processed foods, synthetic drugs, and not to mention the information overload. It's no wonder we feel overwhelmed by information. Think of all of the things that you see every day. Even if you just spend half an hour scrolling through Facebook or Instagram, the bright colours, the flashing lights, the information that's being presented, the emotional roller coaster. Whew! How stressed out can we be? Well, stress really is the biggest problem of our time. We are burnt out. We are undernourished. And most of us are completely out of balance. The way that our society is set up is to keep us in this constant state of stress. We work to live. We're all pushed onto packed tube trains and into rush hour traffic at the same time. And I think this last year has shown us from working at home that this is a completely broken system. We have food that is flown from the other side of the world, with visual appearance being far more important than nutritional value. All of the stresses on our lives could be seen individually. However, if we take some time to step back and look at things from a higher perspective, we can see that all of these different aspects of our lives have the same intention: to keep us in a state of dis-ease where our immune systems are compromised. We then get ill, perhaps we become depressed, and we spend more of our time in that state of fight or flight. And we know we cannot make sovereign decisions from that place. We act from a place of panic and are only ever able to stay one step ahead of the game. If, looking from this higher place, we can see how many things are affected by our immune system, we're able to see how important it is to maintain it. And there's so much that we can do right now. The beauty of Mother Nature is that she provides us with all that we need for true well-being. Food, medicine, cardiovascular activity, earthing, all of these things are cheap and available to each and every one of us. Good health really is simple. It's all about getting back to basics. We're conditioned to save time, to want convenience. But convenience for what? To be able to work more? To be able to sit on the sofa and stare at the TV? We're missing the joy in the process. The satisfaction in growing our own food. The feeling of true good health. The joy of running in the rain. How good it feels to lie back on the grass and listen to the sound of the birds in the trees. And while many of us do not live out in nature, we are also blessed with many wonderful companies who are able to sell us the products that we need. Natural whole foods, medicinal herbs and tinctures, high quality and nutritious meals, and those who can teach us about foraging, medicinal herbs and mushrooms. A healthy immune system really is a simple thing to maintain if we can step into the mindset that natural and simple is better. Again, it comes back to the ability to patent something. You cannot patent something which is abundant and freely available in nature. Only if you can create your very own version of a product with its own unique mix of ingredients can you call it your own. Big producers want a monopoly on the market. They want you to buy as much as possible. And because the roots of so many of these companies start at the same place, either in the pharmaceutical industry, the petrochemical industry, or in the sugar and food production industry, such as in corn or wheat, it's easy to see how they are all working together. Not only do they make money from you, they keep you in the state of dis-ease needed for you, one, to buy more, and two, to need more. More products, more medicine, and more processed food. I don't know about you, but the only time that I get ill, which is rare, is when I have just had something stressful happen in my life. Now that I'm aware of it, it's like clockwork. Unless I take action to nip it in the bud by adding in some immune-boosting remedies and food, a few days or a week later, I will get sick. On a personal level, I don't buy into germ theory, the fear that you will make me sick. I believe that when my immune system is compromised, dis-ease will show up to tell me what is wrong and where I need to be addressing in order to get myself back into a state of balance. I know this is controversial, but it's worth looking into. There is some very compelling evidence to indicate that we have been duped once again by germ theory. Most of us don't even realise that we're stressed. It's so endemic that it's just part of who we are. It's normalised to constantly feel rubbish. Every day we consume the stressful news along with our morning coffee. Perhaps we get involved in an argument on Facebook, and as if by magic, something that triggers us is the first thing we see when we log on. When we can see the deception and the power of all of these institutions working together, it becomes much easier for us to make our sovereign decisions by switching off from the things that we know no longer serve us. We have a choice over what we look at and listen to. We also have a choice over what products that we buy. The only thing that's standing in our way is habits. And some of these habits have been with us for our whole lifetimes. They were probably taught to us by our parents, and perhaps even from their parents' parents' parents. We will discuss some ways of boosting our immunes in different ways later on in this series. And whilst there is a lot of information to digest, know that it is truly getting back to basics which will really make us the most healthy. Today's grounded action. I invite you to look into one way that you could reduce stress in your life today. As you go through your normal routine, notice when something triggers you. Is this something that happens every day? And if so, how often? Is it something that you can control? Could you eliminate it from your life? How would your life be if you no longer had to deal with this situation? Is there something that we could do differently? And is there something that we could replace which would make our lives better in the long run?